This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Well, the verdict is in. The New York City Police Department's stop-and-frisk policy is not only on the ropes, it's down for the count. Federal Judge Shira Shindlin has declared the policy unconstitutional, violating the Fourth and Fourteenth Amendments, which guarantee the right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure and from race-based profiling. The court began by pointing out that between 2004 and 2011, New York City police made 4.4 million stops, over 80% of which were of blacks or Hispanics, and in more than 50%, the stop was followed by a frisk. After a 9-week trial, the court issued a 198-page opinion ruling that a person can only be stopped if an officer has reasonable suspicion to believe criminal activity is afoot and can only be frisked if there's reasonable suspicion the person is armed and dangerous. And furtive movements or bulges in clothing are unreliable. There'll be an appeal, but in the meantime, in New York City, instead of hands up, it's hands off. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.